Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello, listeners of Radio. My name is Antoine Bertin. I'm an artist based in London, spending also quite a bit of time in Brussels at the moment. Several cities and many forests. What I've decided to play to you today is work in progress and was recorded just outside of London by a fox. As part of a residency program called Embedded, run by Sound Music and Forestry Commission England, I've been inventing recording strategies and stories in an attempt to connect listeners to the forest in new ways. I've made this recording using a GPS collar that I fabricated in my studio and attached to a fox named Ollie with the help of an organization called Harper Asprey Wildlife Rescue. Now, before we carry on listening through the perspective of a fox, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about the initial ideas behind doing such a recording. If you ask someone whether they find more exciting space exploration or forestry, I think chances are that they would probably choose space exploration. For a long time in the history of civilization, forests have been the unknown space to be explored. And the development of cities and deforestation, in a way, synonym of progress. Today, when you visit the forest, in Europe anyway, at the beginning of a residency, for example, it's hard to know how to engage with it further. But it's probably because it appears so empty, a bit like the vacuum of outer space, that forests may reveal the most important things about ourselves as a society. As I was starting to explore woodlands around England with the help of rangers from Forestry Commission, something rather interesting happened. NASA's Voyager 1 became the first human-made object to reach the edge of the solar system, which gave me the idea of constructing my own listening system using, or rather collaborating with, a non-human life form to reveal some of the things that we may not have paid attention to before in forests. This 12-hour sound recording from a fox has now become the bone structure of a body of work exploring the connections between deforestation and space exploration. As an introduction to this body of work, I will now play a 5-minute extract of a radio play I'm currently editing, and we'll jump straight after to the DIY recording of a fox.
Well, you could do it at night time, because at night time you can call them right up to you, you know.
Really?
You just squeak them, they come from here to the fence.
Yeah?
And then you could...
How do you do it? Do you have an instrument to do this, or do you just wait?
Well,
you
can get various calls, but if you just squeak with your lips, you know, that sometimes good enough to fetch them in.
Are you imitating one of their noise when you do that?
you know, take a wounded animal, something, you know, just something in distress.
Yeah.
I've seen him 200 or 300 yards away and just, you know.
Got me star chart in the observatory.
Come running up.
I'll have to check its position.
Do you want to quickly check?
Yeah.
Thanks. Looking for that red.
No, I've got a little booger carrier around with me. Should be in here somewhere. Fox, that's why you're interested.
Yeah.
I guess when we look at these objects, that, you know, looking at them is one thing. So you look at the optical light that some of the objects emit, and so you look at it, visually enjoy it. It's like looking at a work of art, for instance. But then when you get closer and closer and you notice the brush strokes, I mean,
there's a wonderful book by Robin Harrison called Forest, the Shadow of Civilization,
about
forest and the cultural imagination of the West.
Has on large
that
scales,
was very useful to me in this project.
You have to think about, for instance, the expanding universe. We have to think about the expanding universe on really, really large scales. If you look at it on small scales, it's not the same, it's different. For instance, the Andromeda galaxy is coming towards the Milky Way galaxy, 600 kilometers every second of our lives, these two galaxies get closer and closer together. So there's an expansion to the universe, but yet when we look at Andromeda, we see the opposite, because we're looking at it just a small, tiny bit of it. But when we look at the universe on really large scales, we see there's a definite cosmological expansion. And I guess it's the same as looking into a forest. When we see the forest here, then we get really up close and we see branches and twigs and pine needles. And it's not the same as the tree next, it's a little bit different. See one tree here and another one 3 feet away, another one 2 feet away. But if we really move out at a phenomenal distance, maybe not that phenomenal, maybe 6 or 7 miles away, and look at that same forest from the air, then it looks the same. You can't see these tiny small little features anymore, they disappear completely, and all you see is this big forest that, for all intents and purposes, just on large scales, is the same. It's homogeneous. And I guess that's the thing about looking at these really distant objects, is that they look the same when we look at them from enormous distances, but what's happening inside these little microscopic objects that we look at? What about the sunsets and sunrises in some of these planets and some of these galaxies? They would be absolutely staggeringly beautiful, and we can never see these yet, but we know they're there. So these little pockets, these jewels of light that hang in the cosmological universe, like little beads, just tempting us to find out more about them. Inside of those incredible little objects will lie the most phenomenal sights we can ever dream of. Sunsets and rises, nighttime sky scenes, like, would be just jaw-dropping, but hidden from view from us.
You've just listened to an extract of a sound recording made just outside of London with the help of Ollie the Fox, the Harper Asprey Wildlife Rescue, Sound and Music, and Forestry Commission England. The entire recording is 12 hours and was retrieved the next morning thanks to the GPS coordinate of the object that was attached to the fox, which fell off automatically on the ground at sunrise. I hope you enjoy that recording. If you have any feedback or would like to follow the project, just go to www.antoinebertin.com, which is antoinebertin.com. I would like to mention Mr. Simon Cacheux, who's the geek behind the GPS wildlife recording object, and to thank Dinah Bird very much for inviting me to contribute to Radia.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.